This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is Asolic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, new music from emerging indie slacker This Is Lorelei, Iraqi American shoegaze from Kabil, and a couple of great tracks that I couldn't fit into the Neo Psych November shows.
Welcome to episode 215 of A Sonic Youth. That was This Is Lorelei, with the title track from his truly excellent 2024 record, Box for Buddy, Box for Star. That was released in June of that year, on Double Double Whammy. I first played the record on the show after it was given a deluxe reissue earlier this year, which features the likes of Snail Mail and MJ Lenderman. I originally discovered the album because of that Lenderman version of the track Dancing in the Club, but the rest of that album really stuck with me, and it's been one of my most played this year. So, while This Is Lorelei does have an expansive existing catalogue dating back to 2014, I was eager to hear more new music. And that's on its way. The album Hello Boy comes out on the 16th of December. This Is Lorelei is the performance name of 34-year-old Nate Amos, is also known as the lead guitarist in the band Water From Your Eyes. This upcoming album is full of songs sourced from the early days of Amos's writing for This Is Lorelei, from the mid-2010s on, which have been re-recorded. Amos said this about the album: "I tried to look at the catalogue as little as possible, and more just think to myself, what are songs from the past that I feel like are good songs, demonstrate growth, and are significant to me, in terms of embodying a certain period of time? Two tracks from Hello Boy have been dropped to date. Here they are back to back. Name the band, followed by the 1.5 minute title track, Hello Boy.
Star.
Song and some words I read.
saw it as the world round you went red. Read it in a book. Star, they can't see the twisted arms, like they see all the stars spring from your hand. You can name the band whatever you want, I actually do not care. Start. You know they didn't mean to hurt you there. Star, they hurt so bad seeing you this sad. Everybody's here. Collapse like that. I don't wanna mess you up like that. I don't wanna mess you up like that. I don't wanna mess you up like that. I never wanna mess you up like that. I don't wanna mess you up like that. I don't wanna mess you up like that. I don't wanna mess you up like that. I never wanna mess you, mess you, mess you, mess you.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was This Is Lorelei, with Name the Band and Hollow Boy.
Next up, a really exciting new Wish release. It's the Iraqi-American shoegaze of Nabil. Here's a taste. This is one of my songs of the year. A really well-crafted, big, ballsy, distortion-drenched shoegaze track that still manages to flaunt its pop sensibilities. This is Cartel. You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Nabil with Cartel. Nabil is the Richmond, Virginia-based band led by Yazir Razak. Central to Nabil is the immigrant experience, the longing for home, and the longing to reconnect with one's past. For Razak, it manifested in an obsession with watching old family tapes of life in Iraq, and dreaming about the life there that he never got to live. This is combined with a love of the American alternative music, central to his own coming of age in the US. What emerges is, in my opinion, both hugely important music, and thus far, I haven't dug into the catalogue much yet, really great music too. So watch this space. Here's another track. Both of these songs come from the killer EP, Resealer, which dropped earlier this year. Here's the title track, a bit more reined in than the previous one, with a loud quiet thing going on, but it has plenty of powerful guitar. We'll be right back.
That was Nabil with Resela. On last week's show, we wrapped up our four-part Neo Psych November mini-series. However, I suggested that week that there may be some unfinished business, a few tracks I couldn't find the time to play during those shows. And I do indeed have two tracks I really want to play for you from the world of Neo Psych. The first is by a band I'm disappointed I couldn't find time for, because to me they're a quintessential modern Neo Psych group. It's Austin, Texas's Holy Wave. Their 2014 album Relax leads with Do You Feel It, one of the great, subdued, almost Beatles-esque psych rockers. My favourite album is their 2013 debut Evil Hits, which brings in surf and rockabilly influences into the neo-psych sound. The bubbly reverb of Albuquerque Freakout is a particular highlight. But my absolute favourite, a brilliantly named song sourced from a brilliantly named record, from Freaks of Nurture, here's Sir Isaac Newcomb. Sonic Youth, and that was Holy Wave with Sir Isaac Newcomb. Finally, one more track from a band central to our neo-psych exploration, the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Many of the BJM tracks I played were to demonstrate something in particular, a certain sound or period in the band's history. But I never managed to play what is, after Anemone of course, my favourite BJM track. It's the track Pish from the 2015 EP mini album Thingy Wingy. To me, it's a near perfect piece of jangly, laid back neo-psych, and it's demonstrative of everything that I think makes the BJM so great. So to finish the show this week, here is the Brian Jonestown Massacre and Pish. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.